very attractive little boathouse. She took pride in doing all of her decorating. She painted the boathouse and usually her arms and legs and everything else when she got through. But she was a very sincere person, very dedicated to her work. But as I said before, she kept on the move. She was always seeking, trying to find information for the books that she wanted to write. She went to Haiti, and of course she got into voodooism. And Mrs. Bethune, being the lady that she was and a friend of Zora's, had to rescue her many times from certain places she had gone because they didn't know really why she was there. She never told them. Even when she went down in the Everglades to spend sometimes with her book, she would go into the juke joints and the dives and really she would go down to the glades and of course get Zora out of trouble because she was so misunderstood. The women always thought that she was getting sweet on some man that they were interested in. Little did they know that she was there in order to write materials. She collected many of her stories, her old jokes from older friends. I do remember one friend of hers in Miami, Mrs. Ford and her husband. She would go and sit for hours and talk to them and get the stories. At one time, she came to Apopka to visit my mother. She got several stories from her. And there was another friend who at that time owned an orange grove of the Gladdens, Marie and Michael Gladden. And of course, she really had a good time going to the orange groves, picking oranges, and coming back into Edenville. She lived at her home, little house here. She lived, I think, at this particular place. The Edenville people did not receive her cordially, so they had her sent out of town. They did not understand that she was a ghost writer for several people and several papers and magazines. Many of the people from Life magazine would come in to visit her. Some of the people in Edenville thought that this was that she might have been soliciting, as we would say it at this time. Little did they know that this was a part of her work and she was just getting a job done.
So you knew her as a student, is that correct? She was your teacher?
She was a teacher briefly. At Bethune-Cookman, she would come from her boathouse during the day, and of course, she talked of the folklore. That was, and she had several classes, but only briefly, because as I stated, she had to leave. She had to keep on the move. She spoke different places, and I remember once she went to Boston, and she talks about her trip to Boston. They were waiting for her. The auditorium was packed. And when she got there, zero, whether she had on a white linen suit, and she didn't look the part of really being anybody that would really go to an affair like this. So they gave her a seat near the kitchen door. And she sat with a little smile on her face. Then very briefly, she sat and somebody recognized that this is the Zora Neale Hurston. So then she was ushered on the stage and given all the applause. But she was just that kind of, if you didn't recognize her, why she didn't recognize you, you know. But you would all, if you knew her once, why she was person that you never would forget. I just wished, you know, that her family had been closer to her, because when she died in Fort Pierce, none of us really knew where she was until she died. Mm-hmm. And then the people that she worked for, I understand, didn't know either, because she was just a maid and a cook. And when just after she died, they just realized that she was really somebody really important. Mm-hmm. But
did you actually take any classes with her then as a student?
She spoke in groups, like into group or lecturing more than anything else. It was a group lecturing course. And of course, all students had to go in to hear Zora because she was so special.
Now, when you say all students, what was...
The students in the English department were really, when she would come for a seminar, mm-hmm. The students in certain English classes.
And this was a college?
Yeah, Bethune-Cookman College.
Mm-hmm. And you were a student in the college?
Yes.
Studying English?
I was just going to school then. I was uh-huh. in school.
But you
At
did
that
get...
time, it was a high school. Mm-hmm. And these were, I mean, you know, if when Zora came in for the seminars, why, everybody had to hear Zora, because Zora was, you know, she was coming, and we just had to go in and listen. And at that time, if we had known, I mean, you know, we didn't know at that time what folklore, I mean, you know, we just went because we had to go to class. But now if we had to do it all over again, we would just be more sincere. But high school kids are high school kids, you know.
So you were in high school at
yeah,
the time.
Mm-hmm.
And where was this located?
Daytona Beach, Florida. And the school is still there, Bethune-Cookman.
And she
was... A very, very outstanding school. She lived in, as I said, she lived in a houseboat on the Halifax River.
Mm-hmm. And you said you had spent some time there yourself,
well,
in the houseboat?
We would go to the houseboat. The students that she knew and that she was impressed with, if she said, well, I'm having open house today and come on down, you know, we would always, because the school was restricted, we couldn't leave the campus. We were in uniform. And to get off the campus to go anywhere, you know, was something special. And Zora was special, so we would go when she invited us, you know.
And you mentioned that she collected some things from your mother as well, is that right?
Stories.
Stories.
One or two stories. She came and spent, oh, I guess 3 or 4 hours that day, because at that time she had come to Edenville to spend a while. And she came out to visit, and of course they exchanged, she told a few stories. Because that's how she got most of the stories in her books, from people. Mm-hmm. She really did collect, I mean, she collected stories.
Do you remember
the storyteller? No, I don't remember.
Do you remember your mother telling stories?
Did she
tell stories
well,
to you?
Well, my mother taught school, so that was a way of telling. I mean, she did tell stories.
So these were stories, not just her telling?
She wanted folklore. She wanted things that happened back. I mean, you know, just stories. And I can't remember the one that they exchanged, but they laughed about, you know, the stories. But this lady in Miami, she would stay with her for days and days, collecting the stories that were told about the slaves, more or less.
Mrs. Ford, and she had been a slave then?
Who?
The lady from Miami?
No, she had not been a slave. I guess the stories were passed down to her. But it should show up somewhere in her book. Mrs. Ford's daughter, Charlotte Ford, is still living. It would be nice if you could interview her. I don't have her address. But Charlotte Ford was a very... very good friend, because she was the dean of the school at that time, or she was a teacher there at that time.
Great. Mm-hmm. So what do you remember what sorts of things she would teach you about, or what?
Folklore is what she talked about. I mean, you know, and It's been many years ago, you know.
Was this a period of several years then that you knew her, or?
Well, I guess maybe it must have been a period of several years because I wasn't sort of reared here in Edenville, but my godmother lived here. And I would visit my godmother during the summers or during weeks, you know, and at that time Zora would come in and out. And so she was a household word for people, you know, Zora is coming to town, you know, and they, as I told you, some of the people just didn't want her to come in because they thought she was, you know, she wasn't the right kind, but they just didn't know Zora. It was just, she was.
And their impression was that she
She might have been doing something wrong, you know. Some of the people knew that she was studying and that was just her way of life. That was just what she was doing. That was, and from this they have found out, because those people are dead and gone now, but they have found out that, well, she was a brilliant person, no doubt about it.
What was your personal impression of her?
I thought she was dynamic. I thought she was most outstanding. She was fun. She was a personality, her own personality. If you said to Zora, well, you look nice today, I think I like that blue hat. This is an extreme thing, but she might go home and dye it red because, you know, she said, well, how do you like it now? She was just the opposite.
She liked to be different then.
She was different.
Mm-hmm.
She was different.
About how old was she at the time that you knew her, do you think?
Maybe 50, because Zora would have been 91 this year.
Mm-hmm.
So that was about 50 years ago, maybe more, because, yeah.
You mentioned that you knew someone else in Jacksonville who had worked with her a great deal.
Yeah, this girl, I talked with her this weekend. They worked together. She knew her. She knew Zora's ins and outs and bits and pieces about her. And she said, oh boy, I would give anything to come down to the festival, to be a part of it. I wish I could have gone, but as I said, I had nobody to come in with me. But she knows Zora very well. I don't know whether you, well, she might give you some information concerning her.
And what is her name?
Inez Walden.
Inez Walden?
Uh-huh.
And she lives in Jacksonville.
She lives in Jacksonville.
And she's someone you grew up with, or she's an older
person? No, we went to school together.
Mm-hmm.
She's a little older than I am, but she was, they worked together in Jacksonville. She knows a lot about her personal life.
Mm-hmm.
Things that I can't reveal, I just won't talk about them.
Great. You have anything else you want
to
share?
No, I guess maybe this is all.
Well, if you think of anything else, feel free.
I just only wish that something could have been done for her while she lived. You know, we always get the glory, and we get these things after people have gone. They don't know anything about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true of many people.
Many people, but it's coming long after she's gone. It's nice that it's happening. It's nice that it's happening.
Well, great. Thank you very much.